This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, kicking off the third hour here, live Saturday edition, allowing you to bring up whatever you want to talk about. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We talked about how bad of an idea it is to call the police on your kids earlier in the show tonight. You're certainly still welcome to comment on that. And in other news, we had told you earlier this week, I think it was yesterday, about the cops, or rather federal agents, who have just been snatching people, apparently, off the streets in unmarked vans.
Snatch and grab.
That's pretty disturbing. You didn't hear about that, Mark?
No. That sounds like an excellent way to get shot.
Well, in this case, they went after, you know, protesters in Portland,
right?
At least one that we know of, maybe even more than that. But they grabbed
the police
them
are the black bagging people now.
I don't know if they used a black bag, but they definitely did grab a man off the streets and took him to a federal facility, asked him if he would answer questions
in an unmarked van.
Correct.
Not wearing uniforms.
I don't think so. Well, they were wearing fatigues, but there were no name badges.
Right. So no identifiable insignia.
He thought that he was being captured by the right wingers. He thought it was the right.
What else would it be?
The CIA has been disappearing people for a long time, so this isn't new for the federal government to be doing. Although I will say that Portland being on the left coast, a lot of lefty leaning people, so the odds of them having firearms to shoot back at these people are probably low.
Very low.
Yeah, so there's an update on that story.
What do you need an AR-15 for?
Yeah, I don't know.
there's an update in that particular story. We'll share that with you on the way here. But first, back to your calls and thoughts. Robert is listening in Charleston, South Carolina to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Hello, sir. How are you this evening?
What's on your mind, Robert?
Well, you know something? I just wanted to say I lived in three German states, two states in the United States, and the District of Columbia. And I've never, ever been treated disrespectfully by a policeman or ordered even to do something by a policeman. And they've always been very kind.
Experience is not the experience of other people.
I don't know what these other people are doing to the police.
Well, you must be just filleting them in public or something like that. I mean, they must really like you.
Well, I mean...
Because you haven't ever met a cop you didn't like.
Well, you know something? In my law school class in Germany, there was a boy who had been a guard. You know, he guarded the wall between East and West Germany. In other words, he was a Grenzschütze, is what they call it in German, Grenzschütze. In any case, he was the nicest guy you'd ever want to meet. He was a wonderful guy. I guess
sure, as long as you didn't try to cross the wall.
Well, I'm, you know something?
There what would he have done to you then?
He probably would have said, what in the world are you doing here? Get away from me with that ladder. You're going to get shot or something like that. You know,
and then he'll shoot you.
No, I think he would do everything he could to make sure that they didn't try to climb the wall.
Yeah, he might try to tackle you first,
and if you persisted.
Yeah, he might, because if he doesn't do anything, the GDR is not going to be too happy.
So, do you just sit there and just wonder why it is so many people are protesting the police? Can you just, not understand it?
I really can't.
I cannot imagine living in this, ridiculous world that you live in, this rose-colored glasses that you have on constantly about the police completely ignoring the violence on the part of these men and women that, as Jet called in earlier, these are just strangers who are using the threat of violence and actual violence against their neighbors. And in most cases, they're going up against peaceful people who have never harmed another human being. They're going after people speeding. They're going after people for drug possession. They're going after people for not doing their homework. And as we discussed earlier in the show, that actually happened. So, I mean, these people are destroying lives left and right. You just sit there and act like they're some heroes.
Yeah, like I said, I've never had that bad experience. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, I hope you never do. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Because I know plenty of people who've had bad experiences with the police. I've had them.
I realize the caller's not on the line. I am curious if he thinks that there is a product or service that the police provide that can't be provided by
There are more private security agents in America than there are police officers.
Mm-hmm.
So presumably we already know that the answer is the marketplace can provide security.
Sure,
right.
And, you know, that...
Better and cheaper.
I think that much is... Well, the marketplace can do that with every service, right?
Right.
They can provide a better, cheaper service with every service. And don't forget, and I think this is really important for people to remember, is that some people require more... you know, services from the government than others. So why should I, if I never call the police,
well, let's just
should pay for the same as somebody who calls
them
every
month? Some people require more products or services than others, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, indeed.
Now,
you should pay for them.
Not necessarily. And in fact, I would argue that nobody requires products or services from the government.
So if... What I would also, when I'm trying to critique the police, what I would say is that many times, you know, it's not like the average guy who's a police officer or woman or whomever gets to choose what they do. They're sent out by the brass.
They have discretion.
They have some discretion, yeah, sure, but they can't just do whatever they want to do. They have, you know, they're sent on the calls they're sent on. They're mm-hmm. sent to in the precincts they're sent to. They're, you know, their job is to either that day look for speeders. Or, mm-hmm. you know, walk this beat or do this thing.
That's true. They are, to some extent, following orders. But in any given encounter, the police have discretion in most cases. There are some exceptions, from what I understand, to certain felonies in progress where they don't have discretion in those cases. But if they are called to a situation and they come upon that situation, they're like... Yeah, this is stupid. They can just turn around and walk away.
I'm glad that they have discretion, and they many times, in my experience, working as a fireman, I've had a lot of good interactions with police.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, they weren't investigating you.
They weren't. But the times that they have, you know, that I've been in contact with them, have generally been good in my life. Honestly, there's one glaring problem that I've had with them, but other than that, things have been pretty good. But what I would say is that I think it starts at the top when it comes to the problems with police, not at from the bottom up.
And when you say that, you mean what?
The difficulty, the complaints that people have about mm-hmm. police, generally, I'd say, are about the policies of a given department as opposed to, you know, police generally.
I don't know if that's true. I think plenty of people have issues with the individual cops who are power-mongering sickos in a lot of cases that use violence against peaceful people on a daily basis. I think that's where their problems come in.
Some are, and yeah. some got into it for all the right reasons, you know? They're not able to... you know, hold their fellows to account because the department is, you know, all about protecting police.
Sure.
You've got to protect your fellow officer, the thin blue line and all that.
If a police officer decides to stalk somebody, who stops them?
No one, unless the cop actually tries to attack the person and then they shoot him.
Right. So different than a regular person, a police officer has not only the ability, but the lack of oversight to stalk somebody and get away with it.
I want to go to Richard. He's in Lynchburg, Virginia, listening to WLNI FM. Go ahead, Richard.
How are you doing? Let me take you off speaker.
Yeah, definitely take off speaker.
How are you doing, sir? I want to, before I talk about this Atlanta Georgia thing, I want to tell you some things about myself. One time I wanted to be a doctor, but I changed my mind. But I know the body has 206 bones in the body, and some people were fascinated when I was in school and asked me to name the bones, and I named the bones. One time I broke a finger and my fist, and the doctor put a cast on. I told him I broke my metacarpal bone, and he was fascinated.
He was
anyway,
impressed with you. Okay.
These
so you know your bones.
These germs are in the... Okay, sorry, sir. These germs are in the air.
The what?
And we breathe these germs.
Germs,
and
okay.
We should wear a mask because the germs go very...
Richard,
bad.
I don't know. You don't have a mask on right now, do you? Because it's kind of hard to understand you.
No, I have a mask on.
Are you on a speakerphone?
I took a mask. Let me plug this in for a minute.
Yeah, what I want you to do is to back away from the phone.
All right. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better, I think.
Okay. You should wear a mask because you're breathing in these germs. The body, the parts of the body work together.
See, here's the thing. I'm not worried about germs. I don't care. If I get sick, it's fine. If I die, that's how it goes.
No other animal on planet Earth is wearing a mask.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight, Richard. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. I'm not a germaphobe. I'm not going to live life like a germaphobe. I'm going to live life as free as I possibly can, because living in fear is not a life for me. More coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Free Talk Live.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect.
DINOVITE.com.
We've been using DinoVite, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy, a glow and a bounce about him.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free if you want to join us on the radio waves. The number is 855 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. You want to sound great, almost like you're sitting here with us in the studio, just connect over there at discord.lrn.fm. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, store, exchange digital money in seconds. And Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in their mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. You bring up what you want. We were going to get into an update on folks being abducted by federal agents on the streets of Portland. There actually is a video here. Now, obviously, we're on the radio, but it's only about 14 seconds long here. Captain, you're able to see this from your seat. And you can see there's men piling in. They're wearing fatigues. They're piling into an unmarked gray van.
It's like a minivan.
Almost, I think that was a Florida license plate there on that one. And they just pull away. There's a man with a camera who's observing them do this, and they, you know, skedaddle on out of there. Now, I don't know if they have a captive in there. Yeah, that's a Florida license plate.
Yeah, it's certainly unmarked. None of their fatigues had any sort of insignia, flags, anything like that, indicating that they were any sort
of
government agency.
Very military, though.
I did hear that they do have police written on their, you know, like one of those sort of generic-looking police badges or whatever. But that's it. That's all they have. Now, apparently they are customs and border officials as well as U.S. Marshals. The man who we discussed the other day.
Three different agencies?
Well, not necessarily in the same van, but the man we discussed the other day was taken into custody by Customs and Border Patrol. Now, they had claimed that the reason they abducted him was because they wanted to talk to him, but while they, you know, when they were trying to talk to him, the crowd noticed them and started coming towards them. So they were scared. So they grabbed him and put him into a van. That was the supposed reason. They wanted to avoid the obvious conflict from the crowd that was not happy with the police.
Why do they need to be driving around in an unmarked van with unmarked fatigues?
Great question.
Well, I also have questions as to when did police get the power to abduct somebody that they want to talk to?
Great question.
So, yeah. You know, police have a couple of powers. They can detain you if they have reasonable, articulable suspicion that you've committed a crime.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Not if they want to talk to you.
That is not
part of the criteria. They can talk to you if they want to talk to you.
And if you want to talk to them.
It's a free country.
Right.
Well, you can stand there and
they could
do whatever
just
you
right
want
up to them.
You don't have to answer them. You don't have to talk to anybody you don't feel like talking to. You know, we're told it's a free country. And then if they have what we call probable cause,
they can arrest.
But they cannot throw a person into a van to them.
They did, though. And that's why the ACLU has now filed a lawsuit, as I'd hoped that they would do in this particular case. We'll tell you about that coming up here. But first, let's talk to Debbie. She's in South Carolina listening to WRNN there in Myrtle Beach. Go ahead, Debbie.
Your discourse about, you know, all the police and putting them down and everything, I really think you're totally being unfair.
Why?
I've lived all over the country, and I actually was parole on probation.
You worked for them.
For that. Well, no, I don't work for them. I took classes in school.
Okay.
I worked for Offenders Aid and Restoration, which while I volunteered.
Is that a government agency?
No, not at all. It was a volunteer organization where you would go in to Baltimore City Jail, where I was living at the time, and try to help, you know, the people that were incarcerated or whatever. And so, you know, I've had a lot of dealings with law enforcement, both in and out, you know, in a personal way. I had a policeman who saved my son's life when he was 10 days old. I understand that you have a lot of bad ones.
Yeah.
And that, yes, they should be taken care of, and they should, but to blame every single policeman who's out there and, you know, kind of
blame
put
them for what?
Discourse out.
Blame them for what?
Well, you kind of seem to put forth the idea that, you know, like you're talking about the, you know, federal agents that have, you know, they're in plain clothes and they're kidnapping people. I just don't think that that's, you know, the difference.
You support that?
You're putting, excuse
Madam,
me?
Okay.
Do you support that kind of behavior?
I think that you're putting it across as being kind of unfair and pushing your own agenda.
Okay, so
think, you know,
how would you put it across when a group of men abducts you and puts you into an unmarked van and takes you somewhere without your consent? How would you describe that? A fun little jaunt?
No, I certainly wouldn't say
that. A vacation?
Can I ask you, were these people, they were just protesting?
But at this point,
I don't know. They didn't arrest him for anything.
No, they said they wanted to talk to this man.
Yeah, he was at a protest.
And he was at a protest. They said they wanted to talk to him. Some protesters came towards the police. I presume they still wanted to talk to the guy. So they and he, against his will, went to the van and whence they came. They weren't wearing badges and
would it have mattered if they were?
Well, I think it's interesting that because, you know, to me, what this sounds like is criminal activity. Right, like anybody can go out and buy a cop outfit or a soldier outfit and write the word police.
That's what this guy thought was happening. He thought he was being assaulted by, you know, like the Proud Boys or something like that.
And
let me ask you something. When you are standing there and you talk about these peaceful protesters and they're, you know, throwing bomb, you know.
Well, hold on, ma'am. I didn't say anything about peaceful protesters tonight. And if you're throwing a bomb, then you're not a peaceful protester.
Well, you have a lot of people out there that are looting and starting fires, and
that's not what was happening here.
Well,
okay, so you're getting distracted.
If you wanted to
talk, hold on, you're getting distracted, ma'am. You wanted to talk about this guy who was abducted by the police. You thought we were sort of painting the wrong picture here, and I'm telling you, they didn't charge him with anything. So he wasn't throwing a bomb or doing some sort of naughty behavior. Otherwise, they would have charged him with something. They took him.
Okay, so you're only talking about this one instant.
Well, in this
I've got a myriad of instances of police hurting and destroying the lives of peaceful people. We've talked about that for almost two decades on this radio show now. I mean, there's no shortage. Do you think there's a reason why people are in the streets mad about the police? You think it's just because they killed one guy?
No, and I think those police, when they killed somebody that was innocent or whatever, they should not be on the force. They shouldn't be, you know, patrolling anybody.
So here's your problem. So when these cops kill innocent people, they get protected by their buddies. All the way up to the captain in most cases. The
Excuse
the
me?
Chief. Yeah, they protect them. In fact, a lot of cases, they get promoted.
That's how it used to be. And
it's still that way.
What I'm hoping is when this ACLU lawsuit comes through and it's shown that these police didn't arrest this guy, that there was no probable cause, there's no reasonable articulable suspicion, that we will then charge these officers for kidnapping.
Mm.
Because this is the other thing that the people calling themselves the government do all the time, is they kidnap people, they take them against their will, and they have no reason to do it.
They'll get excused for it. Hang on, Debbie. We can bring it back here in just a moment. I think it's an interesting discussion. People misunderstand what we're saying. I'm not saying all cops are bad. However, if the good cops don't do anything about the bad cops, then sort of by default, they're kind of bad, aren't they? We're coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto, still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government-sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash, still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com. You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the Liberty Movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Florida has reported more than 10,000 new confirmed coronavirus cases and 90 additional deaths in the past 24 hours. Governor Ron DeSantis says 30,000 vials of remdesivir are being shipped there.
Our new case positivity has been relatively stable, probably a slight decline from 2 weeks ago.
Health officials are sounding alarms about another wave of COVID-19 in the fall. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says we aren't finished with the first wave.
When you're having, you know, up to 70,000 new infections in certain areas of the country, that's something you need to focus on right now as opposed to looking ahead at what's going to happen in September or in October.
He's also calling on local leaders to be as forceful as possible in getting people to wear masks. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court has sped up the process of one of their rulings that's going into effect. USA Radio's Kenneth Burns has details.
The Supreme Court granted a request from the Manhattan District Attorney to expedite their ruling that rejected President Trump's claim of absolute immunity from a subpoena for 8 years of tax returns. Under normal circumstances, a Supreme Court decision takes about a month to go into effect, but now that ruling becomes effective immediately. The court has allowed Trump's lawyers to challenge the subpoena on other grounds. They have until close to the end of the month to do so. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has announced her cancer has returned and she's undergoing chemotherapy once again. She said a recent scan has revealed some lesions on her liver, but she's getting better. She says she's not taking any time off and it won't affect her job on the Supreme Court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday episode here. You may dial toll free and you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. We're talking about the police and why it is people are so upset. Because some people have called in tonight, they just don't understand. They can't understand people. In their lives, the police have been so helpful and so friendly. And, well, the lady we're talking to right now, she did hang on the line. Thank you, Debbie, for that. We're going to bring you right back here in just a moment. But she says she worked with the police, which may be one of the reasons why she had a more pleasant interaction with them. Or if you're in this, you know, certain demographic categories, you're more likely to have, better relationships with local cops. But, Debbie, you're back on Free Talk Live here with Ian, Captain Kickass, and Mark. And I want to welcome you back. I appreciate you staying on here. And I guess, Captain, did you have a question for Debbie?
I just wanted to ask her the same question I wanted to ask one of the previous callers, which is, Debbie, do you think that there's any service that the police provide that can't be otherwise provided in a free market?
No. I think that they're a necessary.
What makes them necessary versus private police?
What's the difference between the private police?
She doesn't understand what you're even asking.
Okay.
You know, private police sounds like something, you know, the brown shirts or whatever.
Well, just private security, right? Like, a security service, right? That you and your neighbors want to get together in your neighborhood and you want to make sure that there's somebody, you know, rolling around, watching out for everybody, making sure there's nobody breaking into your houses, otherwise stalking people, et cetera, and so on. You can hire people to do that instead of have your taxes taken from you to pay for police.
okay, actually, everybody that I know can protect themselves. We wouldn't hire somebody else.
Okay, so then what's the point of having police at all?
I did live in a town in New Hampshire where there was not a police department, and I can assure you if burglaries a burglar decided to do business in that town, he wouldn't do it for long.
Exactly. But the
okay,
thing
so
is,
then,
I don't...
Then I just want to redress the question. What's the point of having police at all, then?
Because they do protect people. They help people in a whole lot of different ways. They just don't walk down the street and pull out guns and shoot people.
No, no.
And
I don't think anyone said that they were doing that. But what they do regularly is they threaten people, and they threaten them with violence if they don't do what they're told.
And who's telling you this?
It's almost every time the cops interact with people, there's a threat of violence behind everything they do.
That's not
what would
true.
Happen if,
that is
yeah,
absolutely
what would happen
true.
If a cop told you to do something and you didn't do it?
Why wouldn't I do it?
See, that's the difference.
Unless
you can't see.
If I felt I was unsafe, then I would go someplace, like if I was by myself on the side of the street and a policeman pulled up and pulled me over and I felt unsafe, then I would just go to the major police department or where there was a lot of people or was it like that.
Let me see if I understood what you just said. You said if you got pulled over and you felt unsafe, you'd go to the department, so you'd drive some distance between where the officer was trying to pull you over and to the actual police department. You'd drive like a mile or two or something?
Or I would go out to someplace where it was populated.
Have you ever tried that?
See me. Yes, I have.
Really?
I was followed by people. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you were followed by the police, and then you went,
and
the police were trying to pull you over?
No, it wasn't a policeman, it was
somebody
else.
No, see, that's what we were talking about.
Okay,
so you were telling
me,
hold on, now you were just telling me that if the police were pulling you over and you felt unsafe, you would go to a more populated area before you pulled over, which sounds like a sensible thing to do. And I asked you if you tried it, and you said yes, but the truth is you haven't tried it with real cops behind you. And here's what actually happens if you do it, okay? Because I've tried to drive some distance after the police put their lights on to try to pull me over. I wanted to get to a parking lot, and this cop started running up against... You know, he didn't touch my car, but he like revved his engine and like came right up behind the car and tailgated me as close as he could, you know, trying to pull me over as quickly as he could. It was pretty clear this guy was going to run me off the road if I didn't pull over sooner rather than later. There would have been no way I would have made it even a mile down the road, let alone
two. That was your assumption. You're assuming that's what would have happened.
What do you think he was doing running up on my ass?
Yeah, he's trying to make you pull over.
What happens if you don't pull over for the cops? You think they're just going
to
let you go down the road, lady? You're living in a fantasy.
A few decades ago, you used to be able to pull over into parking lots and that sort of thing. But that's not a thing now. I've been pulled over on bridges, you know, and I don't understand what changed. I don't understand what changed. And
maybe because you got so many policemen that are getting shot when they pull people over, and they don't do anything, and then somebody jumps out and pulls the gun and kills them. And these
What's
guys
that have
go,
to do with
know,
what we're talking about?
Because you're saying that they pulled you over on bridges, okay?
That's not a very safe place to pull somebody over, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I would think you couldn't get away as easy.
Well, I'd say this. A police officer is more likely to get knocked into the ditch by a car that's coming along than be shot by somebody whom they pulled over.
Absolutely.
Statistically, they're much more likely. And police aren't always in the top 10 most dangerous jobs in America. And that would include not only getting knocked into a ditch by a car, but also a heart attack within 24 hours of their shift. Mm. So,
okay, well, can I ask you something? Why is there... you know, we want this country to come together and to solve their problems and to make life, but you don't.
No, I want the country to break apart. I want the United States to end so we can end the stupid experiment of people trying to get along with each other. Yeah, I think we need to have secession right now. Nope, not at all. Not at all, lady. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't think so.
I'm a libertarian. Do you know what that is?
Oh, boy.
I absolutely do.
Yeah? Define it, please.
It's somebody that wants everybody to be free.
Is that a Marxist?
They don't want to tell people that, you know, they don't want people to tell them or those that are libertarians what to do.
Yeah.
Meaning
so that's
that,
not Marxism,
not that
right?
No, that isn't.
That's right. Okay. Thank
but
you for that.
Yeah, I think we're the opposite of it.
Yeah, we're the opposite of a Marxist.
I don't necessarily agree with Ian, mind you. What I would like to see the federal
government... You agree with me, the police will run your butt off the road if you don't pull over for them and then kill you if you don't do what they say.
Every law, I understand that every law is a death sentence if you don't follow it, ultimately.
Yeah, right.
But what I would say is I would like to see the federal government do what it was constitutionally intended to do, which is to simply run the military. You know, like, it doesn't need to be doing anything.
Why would you
else?
Want to have a big ass military spending tons of money that is just killing people all around the world? Because that's the military, and that's how they're going to run it.
I understand that.
Well, why do I want to have all these politicians that have been in there all their lives and
I
now
don't.
Millionaires?
I'm with you on that one.
Nobody,
we agree.
And they're spending billions of dollars and just so they can keep their power, and they don't give a crap about this country.
See, Debbie, that's something we agree on. I don't want anything to do with those politicians, and I don't want anything to do with whoever politicians want to replace those politicians because they'll
I
be just as bad.
But I understand this, is that every wish, whim, and hope that a politician has that gets enforced upon me is enforced by a police officer.
Yeah, that's true.
Correct.
Well, it's enforced by, well, guess what? Aren't they, it's the Congress or whatever that makes the laws.
But that's what you're missing. You're missing something, Debbie. The police are indeed hired to enforce the law, supposedly. However, they have discretion, and they are supposed to use it. So if the police want to act like moral people, if the police want to do the right thing, then when the law is wrong, the police should say, we're not going to enforce it.
Right.
That's what a moral
Sometimes
person
they do.
Would do.
And, and now you have a lot of sheriffs and things that are doing that now because they don't believe the laws that have been put
That's
in there.
That's about time.
And we talk about it every time they do.
Yeah, and I praise the few sheriffs. Then thank you for the call, Debbie. I do appreciate you staying on with us there. I have praised those few sheriffs who have actually stood up and said it like they did
She said a lot. There's not a lot. There's a few.
There's a few. In Saginaw
they're
County,
getting news, and I like that they're getting news, and I think it's positive.
I've said before that if the police, who as an organization claim to be this tightly knit brotherhood, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost as tight as, and across states and across the country.
Sure.
They you were a member of such and such.
Blue line.
Oh, yeah, well, I am too, and you're one of our brothers now automatically, right? Like, if they wanted to improve their perspective or their perception in the public, all they need to do is stop enforcing victimless crimes.
That's it. That's all. But as we reported, and thank you, Debbie, for the calls, we reported last night the Minneapolis police, the ones that are, dealing with all the protests, more so than probably a lot of places, they're still going around using drones now to sniff out nude sunbathers.
Yep.
So these guys don't understand why people hate them at all.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves, but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won.
I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free even in these remaining moments, and we will put you on the radio with us tonight. You've got Ian, the captain.
And Mark.
Check out more of the captain on his website, lcaptainkickass.com. That's elcaptainkickass.com.
It is.
There's song parodies there that you can download.
There are.
Listen to and enjoy.
I make funny.
Yep, I like them. So check that out. And also, don't forget to check out freetalklive.com. Lots of cool features there as well. You can download archives that go back for a long time, more than you could possibly listen to, I think.
Not
at this
possibly,
point.
But more than you can likely listen to.
Yeah, you'd need quite a long time to listen to all that over at freetalklive.com. And it's searchable, too, so you can search for stuff and find old shows.
The archives go back to 2006?
Six, yeah, yeah. A long time. Yeah. It's all free at freetalklive.com. Get on over there and enjoy as we get on back to your phone calls. Here we go to Don. He's in Tallahassee listening on the radio. Go ahead, Don.
Okay. I wanted to talk about the police issue.
Yes.
First, I was listening to Debbie's call, and a couple of years ago, they had a situation where somebody would intentionally bump into the rear of another car at a stop sign. And then, of course, you know, you get out to exchange a license or information or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was all planned because they would assault the other party.
Mm.
And so they said that the police were okay with you traveling to a safe location, you know, a place that's well-lit, first of all, where there are other people. I mean, if you were driving for hours, that might be a problem.
Right, O.J. Simpson style.
Enforcement, but that was basically, so she had the right idea, I think, for what she was doing.
Well, except we were talking about when a cop is trying to pull you over, not when somebody like tries to grift you and bumps into some other citizen, if you will.
Yeah, we're talking about a marked cruiser pulling you over.
I have heard that they say that now cops are going to let you go to parking lots and things like that. But my experience is that when I've been pulled over, when I see pullovers, it's always on the side of the road. It didn't used to be when I was a kid. When I was a kid, they'd always make sure you got off somewhere, at least onto a byway or something, but now it's right there on the side.
As I didn't pull over, I was trying to get to a parking lot. This was back in Florida, so probably like 15, 16 years ago. The cop just started getting up on my butt, and he just started flipping on all the lights and flipping on all the flashers and the loud You know, like, get over. I think he got on his PA system or whatever, just doing everything he could to make sure I knew he was there and not happy.
I had a cop that told me, you pulled over very quickly. And I'm like, you scared me.
Well, and that's just it, Mark. Like, name me somebody who hasn't done anything wrong and sees those lights go on behind them and isn't immediately afraid.
Oh, my God. The adrenaline rush starts almost immediately. Yeah. Absolutely. Don, go ahead with more thoughts.
Oh, okay, yeah, but the main issue I wanted to call on, I heard a bit, it was in the news all week long, where these protesters in Portland, Oregon, and that's where the police were.
Yeah,
in
that
unmarked
wasn't Portland.
Van.
That was Seattle. Oh, that was Seattle, sorry.
Because President Trump had offered help to stop these peaceful protesters who were toppling statues and graffitiing.
Well, you're not peaceful if you're using graffiti.
Okay. All I'm going to say is, the governor and the mayor of Portland just says, no, we don't want you, you know. So they were there protecting the interests of the federal property, and they were stopping people, and in some cases they were apprehending people. They had videos of certain people that, you know, they knew were guilty.
Okay.
They were,
but the guy the guy that they kidnapped into an unmarked vehicle, they did not arrest that man. Okay, so they didn't have evidence against him.
But this was the one I was listening to. It's been debated on talk shows all week long.
Yeah, I don't know what those talk shows are talking about.
I don't
want
to get into a situation where I'm trying to defend a bunch of ne'er-do-wells who are sick and tired of being home with the COVIDs or whatever, running around setting fire to things. I'm not doing that, and this isn't what's going on here on Free Talk Live. Nor am I saying Donald Trump is a terrible guy without saying Joe Biden is a terrible guy, at the very least, in the same breath. I don't do that show. I don't do the show where I pick my favorite crooked old pervert and I talk about how the other crooked old pervert is worse.
They're all bad.
What I'm doing here is I'm hoping to be the actual fourth column. What the press is supposed to do. And the press is supposed to hold the government responsible. And what I've seen here in this particular instance is kidnapping under the color of law. And what I'm hoping will happen is that we're going to have a more responsive law enforcement apparatus after all of this stuff than we do before. And I hope
you should know
use
better than
this.
That.
I'm just explaining what the goal is here. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly pulling. Like, you're dealing with a dog that won't obey. You just keep on doing it. You keep on doing it. You keep on doing the same thing over again. And
who's the dog that won't obey
this
the police?
This would be the government. Mm-hmm. And
how's that worked out for you?
It very poorly.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that, but I think the point Debbie and probably some of the previous callers are trying to make is that there are bad guys out there that, you know,
they're in Washington, D.C.
If you defund the police and cancel, you know, law enforcement altogether, then you're going to be overrun with criminals that just...
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, no, I won't.
No, you won't.
I will not be overrun with criminals at my house if the police just go away, because they will lay in piles at my house.
Yeah, we live in New Hampshire, Don. There's a bunch of guns around here. We're not going to be overrun by anybody.
Well, I'm well armed myself, but there are times when people just can't, and law enforcement is just a function of...
They are a function of the state. And they're crappy.
Protection.
They steal money from people, Don, and then they force them into jail cells for not doing anything wrong.
I agree with that. There's abuse, but you know what?
No, that's the system.
Yeah, that's the entire system.
No,
abuse.
Don, that's not abuse. That's the system. It's abuse institutionalized. Yeah.
And look, if government actually cared about the well-being of its people, the citizenry, the first thing it would do is probably make it mandatory for everybody to have a firearm and take firearms training.
Well, that's not right either.
No, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that, Warfare 101 says that the most difficult place to take over is a well-armed population.
True.
And so if these people were your leaders and they went, well, we want to make it difficult for this area to be taken over, they would be giving you guns and ammunition.
Here's something that you're missing, Don. In the absence essence of the government's one-size-fits-all policing system that we're all forced to fund and we're all forced to deal with on some level or another, in the absence of that, you're presuming that nothing would replace them. But the reality is, there would be plenty of options. The marketplace provides whatever it is the marketplace is demanding, for the most part. So if people are demanding security, there will be men and women who are willing to provide that security service to those who are demanding it.
There would be entrepreneurs inventing new services combining previously uncombinable services because government claims a monopoly on this stuff.
And they'd be paid by the people who are hiring them a reasonable competitive rate where they, if they didn't do what they said they were going to do, wouldn't make the money that they thought
you
they were going
to make. You could fire them and hire a different company if that particular company shot somebody or killed somebody that in your neighborhood or in your community.
And they wouldn't go around...
You can't do that with the current system.
Then they wouldn't likely be going around harassing people for the things that they want to put in their own body or the way that they're dressing or not doing their homework or whatever BS victimless crimes that they're constantly harassing people for now, because why would someone hire a group of men to arrest them for, I mean, I guess you could if that's what you're really into, you know, if you're into having a group of men telling you not to smoke cigarettes and they whip you with, you know, with a bullwhip or something like that if they catch you. If you want to pay somebody to do that, that should be your choice, but I think most sane people wouldn't pay for that. So Don, here's what I'd like you to check out.
The first line of defense are the people themselves.
Yeah,
there's been a Supreme Court ruling that were, you know, I can't remember if it was the military or something, local police were sued because they didn't respond to a call or something.
Multiple times.
And the Supreme Court ruled that they're not obligated to help.
They sure did.
Bingo.
No, you're obligation. Right. Don, what you want to, for our listeners that want to research what Don is saying there, all you have to search for is no obligation to protect. That is the Supreme Court ruling that has came. It's come over and over again. It wasn't just one ruling. It was a multitude of
Right. They
of
keep
rulings.
Telling us.
Yeah, over
that
and over.
Many different rulings.
Paychecks that we continue to hand out are not handed out with an obligation to protect.
Right. So they get paid regardless.
In fact, I think what was very interesting is the definition of a citizen is a person who has exchanged a duty of allegiance for an obligation of protection.
That's right.
And since the Supreme Court has ruled over and over again that there is no obligation protection, what are we?
There is no such thing as a
that
citizen.
That makes you a serf at that point.
Right, we're not a citizen. Yeah. We're a subject.
Yeah, you're a subject. And you know what? That's the right term, because if you ever listen to a police scanner,
we have the subject inside.
They refer to people as subjects. And I think it's very revealing. They're not saying our neighbors, bosses,
a member of our community.
Right? See you tomorrow night. Thank you, John, for the call. If you didn't get in tonight, call tomorrow. We'll be here again. Free Talk Live. Have a great weekend.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.